Hello, GWA Backstage. This is Intoxicated Honeybee, and I thought that I would step out of my shell and not be so shy and to participate in all of the fun audios and the sensual audios that you all do. So yeah, I'm going to start off with a questionnaire by baby girl Kayla3. This is a little questionnaire for any GWA contributors. And yeah, so let's start with the first question. What is your gender and sexual orientation? I am female and I am straight. Other than posting on GWA, what is a hobby you enjoy to do? Well, I just started posting, so yeah, I don't have anything up yet, but hopefully I will have some things up soon. But a hobby that I enjoy doing, I enjoy, well, as stated in my username, I like getting intoxicated. So I like going out, you know, probably drinking some wine, or if I'm really in the mood, then, you know, maybe I'll go out and get, you know, myself a cocktail or something. So yeah, I like doing that. And I like shopping. Yes, I'm counting shopping as a hobby. Yeah, I like doing those things. I just like going for walks, taking it easy. I'm pretty simple, so the simple things are really what satisfies me in life. Like, I'm not very extraordinary to where you have to, like, you know, jump over the moon 10 times to make me happy. No, you can literally just give me a card saying I'm thinking of you, and that'll be the sweetest thing ever. So yeah, I don't do anything too extravagant. Yeah, that's what I like doing. Next, what is the kinkiest thing you have done that you're willing to admit to? Yeesh. That I'm willing to admit to. I had sex in a random person's backyard while they weren't home. It's a long story, but a previous boyfriend and I were just trying to find a spot to, you know, get acquainted in. And we saw this person's backyard, noticed that they were not home, or at least we believe they weren't home. And yeah, just got it in their backyard and left. And that's it. Biggest turn on and biggest turn off. I would say biggest turn on for me is when someone has, like, confidence, like, in themselves. I am big on confidence. If you don't care what someone else thinks about you, you're happy the way you are, you're confident in the way you look, you're confident in the way that you are, you're a good person, you always show it, and it shows all the time. Just straight up confidence is super, super sexy to me. Like, yeah, I'm not big on looks. I'll always go for personality first over looks, and confidence just triumphs all of that. So I would say confidence. Biggest turn off is if you're an asshole. I'm sorry. I don't like assholes all that much. Like, if you're gonna be just, I don't mind if you're, like, jokingly, like, if we're joking around, because I like being goofy, and, you know, having a good time, and okay, like, well, if you're being, you know, like, funny, if you're making a joke, and I know it's a joke, then, okay, I don't mind that. But if you're just being an asshole just to be one, yeah, there's, we have some issues. That's gonna be a problem. So I would say that. Next question, most awkward sexual encounter? Oh, I do remember one. It was a guy. He invited me to come over to his house, and silly little me, I went, and yeah, we started making out, and he was touching me, and he started to go down on me, but it hurt. Like, he was like biting like my clit and like my lips, and it was so uncomfortable. So I had to tell him to stop, and then I was like, okay, well, let's just go on to the sex part, let's just forget about that. And he couldn't get it up for anything. No, I mean, like, he just couldn't rise to the occasion, literally. So that was very awkward. So I just told him, look, it's okay. Things happen. So I just got up. I started to put my clothes on, and he offered to watch TV or to go back down on me. And I was like, no, you can just show me to your front door. And that was it. So, yes, I haven't spoken to him since. Okay. Ever acted out something you have posted on GWA or posted something based on a real encounter? Favorite accent to hear on GWA? Well, like I said earlier from the second question, I haven't really posted that much on GWA, but that'll be changing soon. But no, my favorite accent to hear on GWA? I'm kind of a fan of all accents, but I really like southern accents. Like, really, really, really like southern accents. Yeah, so I would have to say that's my favorite southern accents. I would have to say British is a very close second. Irish third. Yeah. Did you come multiple times when you lost your virginity? No. Actually, I didn't have an orgasm at all when I lost my virginity, which seems crazy, but it's true. I never had an orgasm when I lost my virginity. It was in an ex-boyfriend's brother's room, and of course he did. He got off, but I didn't. I really didn't, and I don't. I really don't know. I just couldn't. It's not like it felt bad or because it hurt. I just didn't come at all. So yeah. Honestly, to be totally honest with you, I don't think I've, as of yet, had an orgasm from intercourse ever. I really haven't. I've gotten close, but I've never actually reached that peak yet. So yeah, story for another day. Next question. Something you always have wanted to try in bed but have never had the chance to. Something I always wanted to try in bed but never had the chance to. Toys, handcuffs, maybe light BDSM. I'm not into the whole, you marking me for the whole world to see. I do have a day job, and I am in the face of the public pretty often. So, I would prefer, yeah, just like BDSM. I don't mind, spanking, I don't mind handcuffs, I don't mind paddles, as long as like there's not a bruise left in the place, that you're spanking me or, hitting me with the paddle. As long as there's, nothing visible to when I'm gonna go in the public and someone is shocked and thinks that I, that domestic violence has happened. As long as it's nothing like that, but I don't mind it. Favorite position? Girl on top. I like being on top. I like a little bit of control. What was the most intense orgasm you've had, and what caused it to be so intense? The most intense orgasm I've had was actually with myself. I was just bored in my room. I had a whole day to do nothing, so I masturbated. I took my favorite bullets and I just masturbated. What caused it to be so intense? I wanted to try like edging, and I think I edged for like 30 minutes. Yeah, I'd say I've edged for like 30 minutes and I couldn't take it. And the orgasm was really, really fucking good. So, yeah. What is your favorite part of a girl boy's body? Like I said, if you're confident, then your whole body will be my favorite part. But I like eyes, a nice smile. So I would say that those are one of my favorite parts of a body. I don't really care for like body types. I'm cool with any body type. So, you know, I'm not really gonna say like abs or, you know, muscles or whatever. I really don't care. As long as your personality is on point and you're confident within yourself. And I'm gonna like you. How many toys do you currently own? One. I only own one. Ever been caught masturbating? By who? None. I've never been caught masturbating. I've come close. But I've never actually been caught masturbating before. Willing to ever collab with someone on GWA? Of course. Of course. I'm a newcomer, so I'd probably have to build myself up to that because I'm super shy. So I would have to work towards that. But yeah, I wouldn't mind collabing. And wait, oh, that's the last of the questions. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was not cringe worthy. Because like I said, I'm super nervous. But yeah, that is all. So thank you very much for listening. If you made it to the end, comment. Let me know if there's anything I could be better at. I'm very open to constructive criticism. So please let me know what you think about it. And yeah, bye.